This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Russia said it will not carry out a Christmas ceasefire after nearly 10 months of war in Ukraine. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said this week Russia should start withdrawing by Christmas as a step to end the conflict. Moscow rejected the proposal, saying Ukraine must accept the loss of territory to Russia before any progress can be made.
Хлопці, з поверненням! Слава Україні! Слава Україні!
64 Ukrainian soldiers and a United States national living in Ukraine have been released in the latest prisoner swap with Russia. In a Telegram post, the head of the Ukrainian presidential office identified the U.S. citizen who helped, quote, our people. It is unclear what role he may have played in serving Ukraine. A U.S. official speaking to the Associated Press on condition of anonymity to discuss the Ukraine conflict confirmed the man was released. The official said he'd been living in or near Kherson and that Russian forces had detained him. A group claiming to have helped rescue him, Project Dynamo, said he was a U.S. Air Force veteran whom Russian forces detained in June. Speaking at a news briefing Thursday, Ukraine's deputy defense minister said those who were exchanged took part in defending Donetsk and Luhansk region, as well as the city of Bakhmut. Germany's lower house of parliament passed legislation Thursday worth an estimated 100 billion euros, or $106.14 billion, to put the brakes on electricity and gas bills for households and industry starting in January. The package passed by lawmakers also includes a levy on energy producers' excess profits to fund the aid, as well as to promote renewable energy. This is VOA News. The U.S. Africa Summit in Washington will feature high-level discussions Thursday, with U.S. President Joe Biden hosting a session on partnering on Agenda 2063, the African Union's strategic vision for the continent, according to the State Department. On Wednesday, Mr. Biden told African leaders that the U.S. is all in on Africa's future, laying out billions in promised government funding and private investment.
The United States is committed to supporting every aspect of Africa's inclusive growth and creating the best possible environment for sustained commercial engagement between Africa companies and American companies. The United States is all in on Africa's future.
More than 30 people have died and more than a dozen others were in serious condition after drinking tainted liquor in eastern India. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
The deceased came from three neighboring villages in India's Bihar state, where the manufacturing, sale and consumption of liquor are prohibited. The deaths were reported in a district government-run hospital, where the sick were brought by their families for treatment. The ban on liquor in the area came in 2016, after women's groups complained that poor workers were splurging their meager incomes on drinking. Authorities have said many of the victims in hospital have lost their eyesight. Opposition parties demanded the ban on liquor be scrapped after over 1,000 people have died from tainted liquor since the local legislation was put in place. I'm Karen Chamas.
As coronavirus cases rise, the Biden administration is making free COVID-19 tests available once again. Starting today, the federal government will provide for rapid tests, U.S. households that request them through the website codedtests.gov. That's according to a senior official. It's been 3 months since the last batch of free tests went out. COVID-19 cases increased after the Thanksgiving holiday, and there's a winter surge projected as people travel and gather indoors around Christmas and New Year's. Sources say the administration is putting surge teams and equipment on standby just in case hospitals and nursing homes get overwhelmed. Meanwhile, in China, there's concern China's popular spring festival could boost COVID cases throughout the country. Here's Yale University public health expert Zhi Zhen.
The spring festival is the time when many parts of China will reach the peak. I'm concerned it could be like a super spreader event.
Around 100,000 National Health Service nurses in Britain will strike Thursday in their first ever national walkout over a pay dispute with the government. Nurses want a 19% pay rise. The government has refused to discuss it. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.